You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you in the Dog Bowl in Berea. And in just a few moments, we will be joined by the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, live in studio. He will be with us to talk about the Browns' new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, and we'll get into anything Brown. So if you certainly have any opportunities, you know, you want to tweet me some questions you want to ask the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, get those in right now to add Nathan Zagura at Matt Wilhelm 57 at Browns underscore daily, as the head coach of the Browns will be with us momentarily. Before we get to him, let's get to John on his cell talking about the new hire. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. But, yeah, I just wanted to make a quick comment. I really, you know, there's no way to judge whether the new OC is going to be successful or not, but I really like the direction of the decision to give Pettine the opportunity to hire a young guy. I think it shows some patience. I think it shows a long-term vision that, you know, everybody's been on such a short leash. There's no way to know if these guys are going to be good in the long term. So I really think that that's a positive sign moving forward.
I agree with that. You know, not necessarily going with what might be, you know, sexiest or the biggest name or the longest tenure as an offensive coordinator. Because as I said yesterday, there are systems out there and guys that were out there that have both succeeded and failed. And in some cases, the reason why they're re-interviewed for, you know, the similar positions at offensive coordinator or, you know, in years from now, head coach again, is because they take part in something or somewhere and they build it right back up. And that's just how this business is. That, you know, besides maybe Bill Belichick, it's, and you know, and if you really want to get nitty gritty, there's not a lot of guys that have had success year after year after year after year at every place that they've been. You know, that's why you look at a guy, John Fox, you know, won a lot of games in Denver, but yet parted ways and is now on to another job and is in, you know, has to resurge that Chicago Bears team that's been bad over the last two seasons.
No question. And I like the fact that they are going down, you know, with a new upstart guy, not a guy who's been around, not a retread. They're going with a guy coming in to make his name, John DeFilippo. Mike Pettine knows him, knows his work ethic. I think that's one of the things he talked about in the press release that was sent out yesterday, that when the defensive coaches of the Jets were there, there was one light consistently on in the offensive side, and it was John DeFilippo's. And so they would talk football, and he said that's when I knew he, you know, was a guy that certainly kind of shared a lot of the same views on football as I have. Chevy in New Jersey, welcome to the show.
I really like that news conference. I like the way he was going to exploit matchups, the way he talks about, you know, the details on every play and fine-tuning each play. And then Pettine's getting involved with the offense. That builds strength and unity. And the defense played with so much passion last year that if the offense plays with that much passion, this is going to be a really tough team. And it also says that he heard your segment with Bucky on available quarterbacks, and he's going to go with Manziel. We're like the baby Pats. We got a strong organization, guys. It's obvious. Thanks.
Chevy, appreciate that, and thank you. I think it is a strong organization, and now the pieces are in place. And, of course, one of the great pieces of this organization, the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, joining us here in studio now in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. Well, good to see you around the building, and of course, good to be back with you. And today, an exciting day for you, I would imagine.
It is. It is, and it was a good day to be able to kind of present John DeFilippo to our media and hopefully to Browns Nation, and they can kind of, hopefully they got a glimpse today of what he's all about and what he brings to the table for us. I know there's that fear of the unknown when you hire a guy that, you know, is not a household name or not a brand name coordinator, and I weighed that. I certainly weighed that going through the process, but felt that this was a young guy who was very much worth taking a chance on. I saw firsthand how he worked in New York and talked to a lot of people that had worked with him after I had, and just to me it was arrow up, thumbs up on everything. And it was actually a pretty easy decision for me.
Adam Kaplan was on with us yesterday and said he kind of had the sense that it was going to go this way, so he was trying to piece together a story on John DeFilippo, and basically everybody he talked to that he'd ever worked with gave him glowing recommendations and said this was a home run hire for the Cleveland Browns. When you went through and you've interviewed guys who have been head coaches, a Mike Martz, a Mark Trestman, and you went through this process, and here you settle on a guy who you knew personally from your time with the Jets, what was the one thing about him that you said, you know what, that's why this is my guy?
Just his passion. I mean, when you're around John, I mean, you just sense it. He loves football. I mean, he's a guy that, and to me, that's contagious. And I think that's what, when I was looking for, what do our players need? There's a lot of different personalities, and I was looking for somebody that was energetic, passionate, that loves football. That to me, that needs to be, that can be contagious to the room. I think if you have a very veteran group, that maybe I could have thought about going the other direction with somebody with maybe a little less personality, maybe with the presentations would have been a little bit drier. But you know, just the way he handles himself, and you can see, you know, when you're around a guy that loves football that much and it's that important to him, you can't help to take on some of that yourself.
Coach, the one thing that I love as a former player and just listening to the presser, it came across that way, was honesty and transparency from a guy. And I know, just talk about what that means to have a guy like that to work with on the staff and what it means to have a guy like that interact with a locker room, to be honest and transparent about his role and those players' roles as well.
Well, I think that's all part of people skills. The one thing that I knew going into this, that people had told me that, that especially being a head coach, it's all about relationships and managing relationships, whether it's player to player, coach to player, coach to coach, and I think those are at a premium. And sometimes people ignore that and they're looking more to hire. They're looking more for the playbook first. You know, what does this guy do? What is the scheme? What is the history of it? And that was important for me. That was the number one issue for me with this hire was to get the right person. And as you already mentioned, that the quote that was used before, I feel like I hit a home run.
Coach, when you talk about bringing in the right person for this team, and it sounds like he's not wedded to one particular scheme, he's going to try to evaluate what the best offense is for the Cleveland Browns. And you also talked about getting more involved offensively yourself. Is that why, when you had a personal relationship, getting the right person, did that make you feel more comfortable, as opposed to maybe, you know, Mark Kress would say, listen, this is what I do. I don't need you to necessarily come in here and talk about the offense.
Yeah, the notion of bringing in somebody that I didn't know, that I wasn't familiar with, that whose offense would essentially or could potentially be prepackaged, that wasn't real appealing to me. Knowing that I did want to transition to the other side of the ball, I think that did,
sure,
that did play into it. And I think John's been in enough systems that, and it was funny, kind of going through the interview process, just hearing all the different systems that are out there and terminology and the way things are run and they're termed. It was very eye-opening for me. It was the interview process was an outstanding experience for me, just starting to gain that intimate knowledge of the other side of the ball. But I think John is very similar philosophy-wise to what we are defensively. You mold your system to the talent that you have available. Obviously, you have a core, and you want to bring in players that fit that core, and then you're going to kind of tweak off of that based on what your strengths are. You know, defensively, we're going to be a press man, single high defense. But at the same time, if we start to have some injuries, we have to have the ability to transition to some cover two, or at least cover two on one side of the field to protect somebody. But we'll have our core runs, things that we want to do. It's still going to start with the outside zone, and we'll base it from there. But it'll be a little bit more power football. But I think he's very flexible, and I'm very curious to see this playbook or this scheme as it comes together.
I know you answered a few questions in the presser about adding the quarterback coach and the wide receiver coach. What attributes are you looking for those guys, and what roles do they need to fill on this staff?
Well, it's what I already talked about with the coordinator, is getting the right guy first. What I'm finding all along is when you interview people, everybody has a basic working knowledge and has that knowledge base to do it. But to me, who's going to fit in best with our staff? It's unique this year in that there's much more of the staff in place, and that's why I included our offensive coaches in the interview process. Andy Moeller, Brian Angelico, they sat in on almost every interview. Wilbert Montgomery, Richard Hightower, those guys, the ones that I conducted here before I left to Mobile, they sat in on those, George DeLeon, and I wanted their feedback afterwards. I wanted their notes. What did you think about not just what they're doing scheme-wise, because I thought everybody had good scheme. It was, how did you feel about the guy? How did you feel about how they would fit in? How did you feel like how they would develop the staff and use the assistants, like I said, in things of that nature, staff development? That was important for me to get their feedback. I'm looking for the right fit from a personality standpoint. You know, who's going to be best for our players? Since we are young, I think energy, guys that are going to get in their face and get after them, I think that's what was more what I was looking for. If you have that veteran team, you can kind of get the position coaches that are a little bit more laid back. But I wanted guys that are going to be, you know, get up and get in their face and motivate them, hold them accountable.
I know he said he hasn't studied Johnny Manziel's pro tape, but certainly studied him extensively coming out of college with the Oakland Raiders last year. Is part of the appeal with John DeFilippo the fact that he had success with a young Mark Sanchez, he had success with a young Derek Carr, his ability to kind of relate and help these young quarterbacks?
Yeah, it's definitely part of it. We're in a quarterback. Here's what I looked at when I just kind of sat back and said, okay, these are the voids that we have. Quarterback is a question mark. It is the most important position on the field. There's no denying that. And that's why a big thing for me was the coordinator needed to have a quarterback background. So we're really going to have essentially two experts at that position, have a quarterback coach and a coordinator that has basically his career has gone through the eyes of the quarterback. So knowing that, just looking at where we stack in the division from a quarterback standpoint, that we have three established quarterbacks, three guys you would consider franchise guys in this division, and then you look at our situation. So we know the task that we have, and that's why I didn't want to bring in a guy that was essentially had an offensive line background that was going to build it that way. So it was critical for me to bring in some quarterback experts, because that's the position we feel we're obviously behind the division and we have to get right.
Coach DeFilippo was very honest about the fact that he hasn't watched much Johnny Manziel tape or of the offense as well. Is it safe to say that in the coming weeks and months it'll be filled with watching last year's offensive scheme and also, too, probably visiting with a lot of position coaches that remained on this staff and their evaluations of the players on the current roster?
No, absolutely. He's going to jump right into both those things. It's critical for him to get a good feel for all of it. And he's already said he's getting ready to sit down and watch all 16 games.
All 16, and, the good, bad, and the ugly, right?
Yeah, he's going to go through it. And he's already spent some time with the offensive coaches. He was down in Mobile and did get a chance to spend some time with Coach Mueller and Coach Angelico. So we're off to a good start there. I do think he has a pretty good sense of the roster and who's here, who's going to be back, who's under contract, who's potentially up. He and I have had discussions about that in the last week. And he's excited. He's got a plan, and he's going to hit the ground running.
I know you're excited to get more involved with that offense as we head into this offseason. You talked about quarterback. Obviously, that's the big one. What other challenges do you see on the offensive side of the ball as you head into free agency, you head into the draft that you hope to be able to address?
We feel good about where we are in the offensive line. That you'd like to add some depth there or some generate some more competition. Certainly looking forward to getting Alex Mack back. He should be 100% by training camps. So may be able to do some things limited in the off season, but that's currently where he stands.
How's Michael Bowie?
He's on schedule, so I'm not exactly sure what he should be able to do some things here in the spring. If not, then he'll definitely be ready for training camp. We're very much looking forward to seeing him get out there and compete. Tight ends, it'll be a situation where are we with Jordan? We have to have that meeting yet, knowing that he's up for free agency. We feel very good about Gary, very good about Jim Dre. Wide out wise, that we know that we didn't end the year on a positive note with Josh. That's well documented. It was tough for us losing Miles down the stretch. That's a discussion we need to have because we loved having him here, great team guy. And the past issues that he had, the hamstrings, the soft tissue injuries, there were no signs of that as this year. I thought our strength conditioning coach, Paul Ricci, did an outstanding job with him, keeping him on the field. The injury that he had was just a freak thing against Buffalo that ended his season. We're very happy with Hawk. Had a career year, obviously. Gabriel was came up big, came out of nowhere and came up big for us. Travis, so that's a group that we're going to look at. The big question there is Josh, and that all needs to get evaluated and acted on. And then running back wise, we know we're young. We know those guys will obviously be better in year two, and we are looking forward to getting those guys out there and improving them. And if we need to make a move there and look to bring in somebody, a veteran guy, we will. All options are on the table. Usually, free agency isn't ideal to get a running back, and so now you're looking at maybe drafting another one. But we feel good about Crow, really good about Terrence. We like the way he finished the year, but just those guys need to improve. They need to take that step forward. It's important for our young guys to no sophomore slumps, that they can, hey, here's what it's like to be a professional and go ahead and move on and improve.
Walk us through what the head coach does now in his second year at this time of year. Is it strictly focused on the roster, the draft, et cetera? What are you guys focusing on right now?
Well, yeah. Well, the season ends, and the first thing for the staff is to decompress a little bit, to get away. So what we do is, and it's kind of tough to do it because it's very emotional at the end of the year, but we want to write our players up. So I gave them basically a week to do that, to just give them a grade, and then what are their strengths, what are their weaknesses, give me a summary, what kind of year did they have, and then what's the plan for them moving forward? How do we see them? And we did that for every single player on the roster. So when we came back from our time off, then we got a chance to sit down in a big room with everybody, with ownership, with the scouts, coaching staff, each side of the ball, and went through every player and then discussed those reports. I thought there was a lot of great interaction, and we have good plans, good thoughts for our guys moving forward. So that was a big part of it. The next thing that you start to think about, from my standpoint, was the staffing part of it.
Sure.
I had thoughts at the end of the year, some of the changes I felt I needed to make. The situation with Kyle was unexpected, but it was, I saw it as an opportunity. And like I said earlier in the presser, I'm rejuvenated from it, just because I've got a chance to. It was one of those things where you think about it. Hey, I'm the head coach. I need to take more of an active role. But when now you have that chance to improve, to get better, and for lack of a better phrase, do it my way. And that's why I've always been a closet quarterback, and wanted. I've always seen a lot
He's
of things
beaming talking about
on
this,
the on the other side of the ball that I want. I'm very interested in the mechanic, because I think it'll help me as a defensive coach as well to be able to share that information back. I've always felt that there was never enough information shared, and it is hard. It is hard because you kind of get bunkered in each phase, and you don't have enough time to really get together, and you end up being independent subcontractors, and you can be successful that way. But I think when you truly bridge and share information and it flows freely, I think you can improve as a coaching staff. So I'm excited about it. So I had to make some staff changes, still have some more interviews to do, and get a quarterback coach in here that fits what we're trying to do, get a wide receivers coach. And then maybe even another additional hire on top of that. And then, if it's full speed ahead, getting that offense installed. I think John's going to look at what we do terminology-wise and see what he's already said. One person can learn as opposed to forcing
everything.
Here's my book, learn it. That it's like learning a foreign language. One word means one thing to you, it's another thing to you, and it's all the same concept. So we'll get the terminology hammered out. At least with the new CBA rules, it gives you through. Players aren't back here until April, whatever it is, 20-something. So there's plenty of time to get the system hammered out. Then our attention's going to turn to free agency. So right now the defensive staff, when they're back in here, they're off through the Super Bowl. When they get back in, they'll do cut-ups from our film in the morning. So study our system. What did we do well? What did we not do well? This particular defense was successful. Why unsuccessful? Why, do we need to tweak it? Do we need to, whatever it is, you come out with really good notes from that moving forward. And then in the afternoon, they'll spend it watching free agents. And that's really, the next several weeks. And then at some point, we'll get the draft list from personnel, and we'll start to go through those players as well.
Coach, you talked briefly about defense, and of course, that's where my ears perk up when I talk defense. How good can this defense get from year? And we saw them come on, and as Jim Leonard talked about, about 6 weeks for everything to really take, and then you guys became very dominant. The back end became very dominant. Paul Kruger had his best year. How good can they be in year two in this system?
I'm looking for this group to take a big jump. We just, for a lot of reasons, we feel we have the ability to improve it from a personnel standpoint. Two picks in the first round. I think it's 10 picks overall. We have a lot of cap space, and we're excited that we feel that the nucleus is there, that we have a young nucleus, and really excited about how those guys bought in. Dansby was everything as advertised from a leader standpoint. Whitner was everything as advertised. I mean, he was outstanding. When you have players that are holding other players accountable, you have something special. So we have some young guys that we're looking forward to them taking a big step in year two, And we just think the sky's the limit for that group. Now that they understand the core, we'll be so much further ahead when they set foot in the building in April, and we can get into so much more graduate level stuff. Look back, let's make sure we clean up the run defense. There's a lot of little things there that need to take place. And then, I think this group can be a dominant group.
That's when it gets fun, when you get into the graduate level stuff.
Mm-hmm. Then get after it. Coach, appreciate the time today. Good to see you back around here. Congrats on the new offensive coordinator, John DeFilippo, and hope to chat with you again soon as this offseason progresses for the Browns.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right. The head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Patton, was with us in studio. Busy day here in Berea as the coaching staff comes together with the announcement of offensive coordinator John DeFilippo. We'll be back with Dane Brugler from CBS Sports talking draft right after this.